Chad Schaefer with YardMax has rejoined us at our broadcast location, and we're going to go out into the garden.
Yeah, Chad, you have two new items, two new SKUs in your product line, rototillers. There's a large one and a small one.
Yep.
Could you kind of explain what the difference is and what they'd be, what each would be used for?
Yeah, absolutely. So the larger rear tine tiller, when I say rear tine, that means the tines that tear up the ground are on behind it. It's a heavier duty one, I guess, the easier way to put it.
Okay.
So ours is a true dual rotation, so which means you can run the tines in forward rotation for cultivation.
Yes.
And row maintenance and the like. You can pull the lever for the transmission back, and the tines can go backwards while the tires go forward, and that's the ground buster for in beginning of the season, turning it over at the end of the season, or when building a new garden from scratch.
When the soil is hard.
Yes.
So that's what the wheels and the tines rotate at different...
Counter rotation.
Yep. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So the smaller one has the tines in the front.
Correct.
And that would be more for what, cultivated soil or?
Exactly. That's your row maintenance throughout the year. It's kind of your three season tiller. Highly maneuverable, easy to get it around. It'll bounce a little bit more because it weighs a lot less.
Sure.
So it's what you'd use throughout the year and getting around plants and all that in between plants.
Exactly.
Yes.
And the rear tine, I have to tell you, is more heavy duty for bigger, more durable.
Yeah, they're both going to be heavy duty and durable, a solid steel construction throughout.
Really?
The rear tine one is an easier on the operator. It's a single hand operation. We took a lot of the cues from our snow blowers that are really known for the balance.
Yeah.
And the balance on it's just fantastic.
Now,
it's really
will I spill my favorite beverage by bouncing around with the front tine with the cup holder? Oh, excuse me. No, this doesn't have a cup holder like the snow blower.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. We didn't have room for a cup holder in the tiller.
I figured that'd be
probably a bad idea.
Manufacturer suggested retail?
We're $249 on the front tine and $599 for the rear tine.
Very beautiful. Nice. Very
wow.
Nice. All right, let's talk about the wood chipper.
Yes. So
I am ready, baby.
You're familiar with and used our big wood chipper that's behind you, the big, more ag-oriented, more heavier duty.
Yes.
So what we've come out with now is a little more consumer-friendly. It's kind of stuck over there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot smaller. We call it the low hopper, small hopper. It's great for shredding leaves and prune branches, take the branches down.
Like what you have to do at the end of the year with your grapes.
Yeah.
If you have grapes and you don't have a shredder, you got a mess on your hands.
It'll take 10 bags of yard waste, the big paper ones, and it'll get it down to one bag.
I'm loving that. This one will do up to 3-inch diameter.
Yep, both of them will do up to 3-inch diameter.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they'll both do 3-inch.
Yes, yes.
And the manufacturer suggested retail on the two wood chippers?
The larger hopper is $599.
Yes.
The smaller one is $549.
Wonderful.
And it can tuck away in the corner when you're not using it. If you have any trees, as I do in my yard, it's really use it as often as use a lawnmower, quite frankly.
Cool. Now, for folks who want to do paver stone.
Yes.
Or they want to do quarry fines or compact soil. You now have a compactor.
Correct. We've got actually three models of compactors. I call it small, medium, and large.
Whackers.
Whackers, tampers.
Yeah. Whackers, man.
Yeah. It's very hard
tampers,
to...
Tampers, yeah.
Yeah, everybody calls them different depending on where you live in the country.
Yeah.
Some of the really unique features of ours is a solid stamped piece of steel instead of welded together, so it's a lot less corrosion over time. Probably the best two features of the product is you've got foldable wheels that are included, so it's easier to move it around. It's a lot easier on the homeowner.
Cool, yeah.
And then it has a foldable handle that'll fold down. Most of them have a rigid handle, and it's got rubber bushings built into it to help with the vibration so it doesn't beat you up.
Oh, boy.
He is Chad Schaefer.
Oh,
the company is YardMax. You may find them online at yardmax.com. If you have logs to split, if you have branches to shred, if you have soil to till, if you have wheelbarrow that you want to work with power
got
instead
a yard
of pushing
with stones,
it.
Yard
if you
bags.
Have logs to split, if you have snow to move, I mean, it's all here, and we're delighted to be partnered with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. It's been a great day.
And thank you for joining us this hour of our program from the YardMax Exhibit National Hardware Show 2017. As they say, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.